It wasn't the first time Pope Benedict XVI spoke out strongly against environmental damage. Last summer, he said it was aggravating the already heavy burden on the world's poor. In his January the 1st message on World Peace Day, he singled out the unprecedented race for energy resources. And this week, he dedicated a whole chapter of his apostolic exhortation, Sacramentum Caritatis, to the sanctification of the world and the protection of creation.
The justified concern about threats to the environment, present in so many parts of the world, is reinforced by Christian hope, which commits us to working responsibly for the protection of creation.
Meanwhile, increasing concern for our planet is also being expressed by NGOs, academics, governments and UN agencies, especially regarding climate change. One organisation that's involved both in raising awareness and in working for the protection of creation is the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which this week organised a conference on sustainable water management. I spoke to Bernard Snois, coordinator of economic and environmental activities of the OSCE, and asked him what impact climate change has on the world's water resources.
There is no doubt that climate change has an impact on water resources. Of course, some of the points are debated because it's a very complex matter. But I think that two themes are coming out. The first is that dry areas will get drier and wet areas will get wetter, at least at the beginning. I mean, when we will have the melting of the glaciers, which have acted, I mean, for centuries, as reserves, as banks for water. And of course, these will have important consequences for the distribution of agricultural resources. Most probably areas affected by drought, I mean, will significantly increase in size, and these will have severe consequences, particularly in a number of poor countries, on the productivity of land. And then there is a second consequence, which is generally now recognized by the scientific community, is that there will be an increase in the unpredictability of water flows linked to more frequent and extreme kind of weather events. So more floods, more storms, more really severe weather events.
And Mr. Snois explained, one of the most dramatically obvious effects of reduced water precipitation can be seen in the forced migration of peoples.
In Central Asia, for instance, in Tajikistan or in Uzbekistan, a number of people have been obliged to leave the areas where they have been for generations. They are moving first to the capital cities of those countries, and from there they move to Russia or to further to the west. And that was one of the topics that we addressed in this conference that OSCE just organized under Spanish chairmanship in Zaragoza in Spain a few days ago.
Yes, I was going to ask you about the conference. Why was it organized? Who was there and what was its aim?
Every year, the OSCE organizes an economic and environmental forum with high-level participants from our 56 member countries. And this year, under the chairmanship of Spain, we have selected to address a number of challenges to ensure environmental security and sustainable development. And Spain has selected those interrelated topics of land degradation and particularly water management. Now, to prepare the forum, we had the conference at expert level.
Mr. Snois, are the experts at the conference as alarmed as the general public is?
I think the conference, I mean, was good in awareness raising about the challenges. Of course, there is alarm, but at the same time, I would say that I'm coming out with some reasons to be optimistic also, because it was very much demonstrated at the conference that while water may be a source of conflict, it may also force cooperation between the countries who share a common water course. I mean, we in a way are obliged to get together. And we know already quite a number of things that can be done to mitigate water scarcity, to achieve, less waste of resources, to achieve better governance. And Spain, for instance, has demonstrated also their knowledge of quite a number of technology in saving water, in managing better water, in addressing drought when it occurs. So that the picture, I would say, is not entirely negative.
Mr. Snoir listed an impressive array of top-level conventions, framework directives and initiatives that have already been launched, some of which lack only proper implementation. Some of these agreements, he added, are working in such a way that not only are transboundary rivers being protected, but the nations they cross are cooperating as never before.
And ourselves in OSCE, I must say that we have also been instrumental in fostering a number of cooperation processes. I don't know how much you know, for instance, about the Sava River. It used to be a purely Yugoslav river, but which is now shared between Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and of course Serbia, where Sava goes into the Danube at Belgrade. And now there is a much better cooperation among the four countries for a better management of water resources, avoiding also floods that regularly happens. And also at reopening the Sava for the use of transport. The Dniester, for instance, is also a river that is just in the middle of a zone of conflict between Moldova and in Ukraine, or with the Transnistrian secessionist so-called republic. We have been working in the South Caucasus, where there are quite a number of conflicts, for instance, between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and each of the countries was accusing the other of polluting or even poisoning the waters. And we have brought together the scientists of Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan for monitoring together the quality of water in the Kura-Arax basin. So those are quite a number of, I would say, positive examples on which we should build.
So you're saying that water knows no national boundaries. It's a gift of life, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. But whereas it may be a source of conflict, it may also be what we would call a resource for cooperation, an avenue for getting the people to work positively together.